Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Weather stations around the country recorded temperatures of over minus 5 degrees overnight, close to minus 6 in some cases. Others recorded temperatures as low as minus 4, and they're set to remain low again throughout the day. There's another status orange low temperature warning which will kick off this evening for all counties in the Republic, apart from Donegal, which will be under a yellow warning. Let's find out more about the weather we can expect across today, into tonight and beyond. Rebecca Cantwell, meteorologist with Met Éireann, is with me now. Rebecca, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Thanks for being with us. Very well. Thank you. So we've had a rough night temperature wise just gone. What are the latest weather reports telling you about what we can expect over the course of the day and into tonight?
Yeah, that's right. So it's a bitterly cold morning out there. Widespread frost, ice, black ice and patches of freezing fog. Now, some of those will persist in some areas all day long. Temperatures today highest at minus 1 to plus 4 degrees. So a very cold day again in store. And as you say, the status orange warning comes into effect again tonight at 6 p.m. So another extremely cold night. Largely dry though. Similar with today, a few wintry showers are just drifting into areas in the north and northwest. But again tonight, severe frost, ice, black ice and further patches of freezing fog. So the extremely cold weather over Ireland, it's going to continue right up until Friday. And then we're going to see a gradual thaw of that lying snow in those areas in southern counties as we go through the weekend.
Now, I heard your colleague Gerry Murphy earlier this morning on Morning Ireland talking about the temperatures recorded overnight. And he said, look, we may see lower temperatures in the hour before daylight. Did temperatures drop further this morning?
That's right. Through the morning, the temperatures continued to drop in most of our stations. So at 8 a.m, we recorded minus 6.1 in Mullingar. And in all stations, it was just getting colder throughout the night and into the morning. Bitterly cold, as I say, this morning, but even colder possibly tonight and tomorrow morning. In most areas over the south, we actually had some cloud cover overnight and that kept temperatures just that little bit warmer for southern counties. But tonight we're going to have plenty of clear spells and so that's going to allow temperatures to get down even further. We could see minus sevens, minus eights, even a bit more widespread.
OK, so extremely cold overnight. And what about the showers? Have we seen the end of the snow and the sleet?
So showers are continuing in just coastal parts of the north and west, and a few of those possibly wintry. But as we move through Thursday night and into Friday, a weather front is going to move up across the country. Now that rain is going to meet really cold air over Ireland, and some of that then is going to transition into sleet and snow. So some areas will see some of that throughout the day on Friday. Now it won't get as far as Ulster possibly, just keeping to the southern half of the country and up into parts of Connacht and up into Leinster as well. But that is going to be followed closely behind with much milder air. So nothing is going to stick around for too long. And as we move through Saturday, it's going to turn less cold, not quite mild. But through Sunday, then temperatures are recovering. Highest temperatures possibly reaching up to 10 and 11 degrees, which will be a nice change from the cold weather.
Certainly will, but it's going to take us a while to get there. Rebecca, thank you very much. Rebecca Cantwell there from Met Éireann. Well, it's been a really challenging week for lots of our essential workers, from ESB crews to on-post staff and everybody in between. Road conditions are in a perilous state in many parts of the country, and the local authority staff have been on the front line day and night, making sure that the roads are passable. Well, to see just what a challenge it is for those workers, our own Brian O'Connell was out very, very early this morning in some of the worst impacted areas in County Cork with a road gritting crew. So, Brian, you had an early start, did you?
I did. 20 to 4 this morning, Claire. I think the last time I was awake at that hour was the 1990s. But anyway, I met with Sean Toohey, Cork County Council plant superintendent. So he's responsible for the North Cork yard. We began in Blarney, headed for the Cork Council Council Machinery Yard in Mallow. And out of this yard, seven trucks are treating various routes with salt, some of the routes up to 185 kilometres long. And these crews, as you said, have been working round the clock really since Thursday night, often salting and gritting the same route up to four times in a 24-hour period. So we headed from Blarney, as I said, towards Mallow. This is the N20. It's the main route between Cork and Limerick, people will know. And we began with Sean assessing the condition of the roads early this morning.
It's 5 to 4. We're on our way to Mallow to the Corkery Coastal Machinery Depot.
Power the roads this morning. What have you noticed?
Well, this road would be a priority road. This is the N20 from Cork to Mallow. So this would have been treated. All the P1s and P2s that we can actually come at present will have been done at least four times. And to the public eye, it looked that we hadn't treated some roads, but it was actually the moisture that fell in between the two treatments that proved a problem for us. But
we can see this route here, is traffic is moving very freely. It doesn't appear to me, looking at the road, that there's any black ice at the moment.
No, we were very lucky last night. We didn't have any moisture.
So just explain black ice to me.
That is when we treat the road and it's then ice free, but then we can get rain, snow, mist, and it falls on top of the treated road, and eventually, and it starts freezing again, so that fresh moisture starts freezing.
And quite simply, salting a road prevents the ice from forming in normal circumstances.
In Cork County as a whole, we have depots in Mallow, which would be the biggest depot where we're going now this morning. We have Glanmire, we have Ballincollig, we have Skibbereen.
So we're storing the salt here throughout the year, basically.
We are indeed. In Mallow, we'd have a storage capacity of in excess of 2,000 tonnes. We probably have used more salt from last Friday to at present than what we would have used, definitely since the winter maintenance season began in October.
So there's a huge demand for it, as Sean said, and you went to where the salt is stored, Brian.
Salt is imported, and then for this region, it's held in Cove and Kerr in large salt barns, and from there it's transported to relevant authorities. Just as we were close to arriving in the depot, which is a couple of kilometres west of Mallow, I put it to Sean that despite best efforts in recent days, if you look at social media, some people are often complaining that roads near them haven't been salted. He said he and his workers really share frustration around this at times.
That's our greatest pain, because we really, really want to get every road as clear as possible. Every single driver you see on the truck there, they have to get out of their bed. Some of them have travelled 40 to 50 kilometres to get to the base, to get into the truck. And what they want is to do their route and have it to the best that they can get it, so people can get going. Whereas that's the frustrations we've had this weekend. We got such an accumulation of snow. It sits a short time that it just isn't and wasn't possible to get on top of it. You will see a significant difference.
You can see on the left-hand side of the roads here, while the main road is clear, it's still, there's quite an accumulation of snow on the left-hand side.
And this is only really the start of where the extreme bad weather started. Just after arriving in the depot here, as you can see, some of the trucks have just arrived back.
Quite a number of trucks here. Some of them have salt loaded up, ready to go. A couple of them have the snowplow attached at the front. So, I mean, one of the criticisms I saw over the last few days was that, well, this is Ireland. We don't have the same machinery. We don't have the same equipment as many countries that would deal with this every year.
Well, we have seven snowplows here in Mallow. As you can see, the plow there is approximately 200 to 300 mil wider than the truck. And, you know, especially with cars parked in streets and stuff, it's quite tight. It's more important to get salt on the ground than ploughing. We're here now at the salt barn, where we have the salt stored, but the driver is just filling out to go on the 5 o'clock run.
I can see in front of me here large silos with just huge mounds of salt.
We can store 2,000 tonnes, and we still have close on probably 800 to 900 tonnes left here, and we're drawing continuously. There'll be at least six loads coming today.
So the 5 o'clock run Sean mentioned there, you were on the truck for that, Brian.
I did. I felt like a 10-year-old kid just after 5 a.m. jumped into one of these large salting trucks. It was driven by Paul O'Connell, and he's been working really significant hours since last Friday when conditions began to worsen. So his route takes him from Mallow, around Mallow, then on to Charleville, including slip roads, areas, for example, near schools, near medical centres. These areas obviously are a priority and would need salting. And again, some of these routes, it might have been his second or maybe third time treating them during a shift. So once we went off the main route then, Claire, we went onto some of these slip roads, onto some of the smaller roads, and you could see really at 5 o'clock this morning, surfaces were quite icy given the drop in temperature overnight.
This is the third time tonight now the days are being treated.
And when the salt goes on the road, Paul, what happens is it doesn't allow the ice to form in normal circumstances.
No, see, we have a mixture. We have brine, which is a liquid salt. The salt mixed with water, and we have the granulated salt in as well.
Rock salt.
Yeah. We're coming on to the medical centre in Mallow anyway. It is Balladeheen, is where we're at the moment. I would say the byman is skating down now and he's coming out.
Yeah, we can see the road here. The surface has deteriorated significantly. We've just gone off the main road.
And I coming up now last night, it was -4 or -5 in the van. The roads that weren't gritted, you could see they were white.
So you've how many kilometres this morning to try and salt?
150 kilometres by the time I'll be finished. We're not really equipped for this kind of weather. Because, I mean, right, we got it now. But when will we get it again? Or when do we get it last? And like people expect, you didn't have everything just parked inside in the road. I know we're council like, but I mean, are you going to have 3 or 4 machines inside in the yard that it cost maybe 200,000 or 300,000 euros in the factory market, you know, maybe once every 10 years?
Just coming back into Mallow here now, so you have salted those by roads, you've salted the areas around the medical centre and the school. It's what? It's 20 to 6 in the morning. You'll be going for most of the morning?
Yeah, I'd be going out till about 8 o'clock. And then I'll have my breakfast. And then there's a machine parked in Ned that I have to go up to Ned and start turning snow ploughing above there.
It'll be nearly time for the second breakfast then?
Well, by the time I get home then in the evening, herself will be wondering to know, is it the same fella that's coming home?
Paul O'Connell there on another busy day out gritting the roads early this morning with our own Brian O'Connell tagging along for some of that journey. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Liam Galvin, who's Fine Gael councillor for Abbey Feel in Limerick. And Liam, I know you've had it very bad there where you are. How is it this morning?
Look, Claire, it's as bad as I've ever seen it. I'll be quite honest about it. Look, and I'd like to acknowledge the council staff all over the country, really, particularly the crowd here that I'm working with in Limerick. You know, they're working around the clock from 4 o'clock in the morning till late at night, two different shifts. We have, to be fair to the TII, they're after giving us resources this morning, snow ploughs, but we have a huge problem, Claire. Like, there's a lot of houses in the area that I'm representing that still have no water, still have no power. The problem then is we can't get the vehicles from the dwelling houses out to the public road because there's still 2 feet of snow in their yards.
Yeah, they're full of snow. You see, this is hard for people who haven't seen a flake of snow to understand. But I was down in Portlaoise last night and I saw it for myself, not as bad there where you are. But it is really hard to get anywhere, to put your foot on the ground. It's lethal.
Claire, there are houses genuinely that people cannot get out to the public road. Mm-hmm. Look, and what I would ask, if there's anyone from the department listening today, I think it's time that, you know, an emergency number be set up at all local authorities that are affected, because there are families now needing supplies. They're running out of water, they're running out of food, they have no communication because broadband is down, the phone lines are down, no power, as I said already. You know, we're at an emergency crisis here at this stage.
And you're getting the calls and messages from people who can get in touch with you, isn't that the case?
Look, yesterday was the busiest day in the 21 years I'm in local government. I can assure you that. I think it was nearly up in 200 phone calls alone, plus messages, maybe as many more messages. People are distraught. People are, whatever about the farming community. And, you know, we're used to inclement weather, whether it's storms or snow or frost. But like, it's the elderly people that just cannot get out to get the supplies that they need. And again, there are a pile of roads in rural Limerick that I'm speaking about today, the Corrick Kerrys, the Timpled Lanterns, that I'm aware of, the high grounds that haven't seen a snowplough yet. Unfortunately, the resources just aren't there. Now, I'm hoping that things will improve today. As I say, we're getting resources from the Transportation and Infrastructure Ireland. The problem we now have, though, Claire, is that the snow is like concrete on top of the ground now.
Yes.
And I don't think that the snow ploughs are going to have the effect that they should have.
So these are people who have no power, in some cases have no water, and can't get out and you can't get in.
I've phone calls got this morning in Mount Collins. People still have no water in Mount Collins. A lot of the ESB came back yesterday in a lot of the areas. Now, I'm not saying it's all back, but there were large areas of rural Limerick that got their ESB back last night. Large areas that got water back last night. But unfortunately, there are still areas, Clare, that are very isolated. Look, and I want to acknowledge Derby Field District Search and Rescue. They're after putting on a 4x4 for anyone that's really stuck for provisions to be brought in. Mm-hmm. Look, for example, I got a phone call this morning here, an elderly man in his mid-90s that needs to go to hospital. Look, we're just after getting a snowplow out there, hoping to get the civil defence out there now once we give the go-ahead that the road is clear. But this is what we're facing in rural Limerick. I've never seen anything like this. It's
desperate
incredible.
Situation. So you have the TII extra snowplows now coming in. I mean, what else are you saying is needed today?
Well, what I would say, Claire, is we need to set up an emergency number within the local authority where we can get provisions out to the elderly people that cannot simply get out of their yard. Okay, we're ploughing the public roads, but for example, as we know them here locally, you might passages, laneways, by roads that will not see a snowplough.
Yes.
The people cannot get out. Mm-hmm. The people cannot get out. It's as simple as that.
All right.
And
well,
we need to get provisions into them.
Yeah, understandably. Liam, thanks very much. We'll keep in touch with you. Liam Galvin there, who's a Fine Gael councillor in Abbey Field in County Limerick, describing the awful conditions that some people have had for most of this week. Now, after the break, how new electronic visas for the UK may impact tourism in Northern Ireland.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.